My brothers and sisters in the Lord, what are you seeking? What are you searching for? My friends, all of us are seeking something in life. All of us are searching for something. It is no wonder that one of the top companies on the planet is Google. Millions of people go on the internet each day to use Google because they're searching for something. They're seeking something. Usually it's information. The latest news story about what's happening in the city or the country or around the world. Information on the latest gossip about their favorite celebrity. Or maybe information on the make and model of that new car they're thinking about purchasing. I read recently, my brothers and sisters, that even terrorists use Google to find information on how to cause more carnage in the world. What are you seeking? What are you searching for? All of us, my friends, are seeking something. Some of us are seeking the latest product or the latest gadget that's going to bring fulfillment in our life. You know, you go into Walgreens and you see all that stuff as seen on TV. Some of us, my friends, are seeking the latest prescription that's going to heal all of our ills. Or we're seeking the latest 10-step program that's going to bring ultimate fulfillment. Others are seeking truth, hope, joy, happiness. What are we seeking, my friends? What are we searching for? And are we looking in the right place? Today, my brothers and sisters, we celebrate the great feast day of the Epiphany of the Lord. The manifestation of our God to the world, to all nations of the world. The festival of lights. The true light which enlightens everyone was coming into the world. And the Word becomes flesh and makes his dwelling amongst us. We're very familiar with the gospel account we just heard proclaimed. The Magi, the wise men, follow that star. They're searching, they're seeking. And they end up first in Jerusalem with King Herod to ascertain the final leg of the journey which will lead them to Bethlehem. My friends, in that gospel account, we have different individuals. And all those individuals are seeking something different. What about us? Let's look at King Herod. King Herod is seeking something. King Herod is seeking to preserve his power. And from historical documents, my brothers and sisters, we know that King Herod was a tyrant. He had many members of his own family killed, including his favorite wife. He had 10 wives. He had all the Sanhedrin at one point assassinated, the rulers of the Jewish people. On another occasion, he had all the noblemen in Jerusalem killed because they threatened his power. And as we well know, Jesus was born towards the end of King Herod's reign. But he was still afraid that he was going to lose his power, and so he had all the boys 2 years and younger in Bethlehem and its vicinity killed to maintain his control. Now, certainly, my friends, we may not be like King Herod to that extent. But how many times in life are we searching or seeking for control or power? Control over our lives, control over God. Power over other individuals. And when we do that, my brothers and sisters, we cannot experience the full movement of the Spirit in our lives. because we're always seeking to dominate. We're always seeking to crush the other person who may be standing in our way as we're climbing the corporate ladder, or whatever ladder it may be in our lives. Whoever gets in my way needs to be trampled, because I must be first. King Herod was searching and seeking to preserve his power. How many times, my friends, do we do the same? Then you have the chief priest and the scribes mentioned in the gospel today. King Herod goes to them to find out where this child is to be born, and they said, Bethlehem. What are they searching for? What are the chief priests and the scribes, what are they seeking? Well, you see, my brothers and sisters, they're seeking to maintain the status quo. They don't want anything to interrupt what they got going. They don't want anything or anyone to interrupt their plans. In fact, my brothers and sisters, if we really look at the scriptures, Jesus was sent to the cross not primarily by the Romans, not primarily by King Herod, but it was the chief priests, the religious leaders, who incited the people to yell, "Crucify him." The same individuals, my brothers and sisters, who were waiting for the Messiah. They knew the Old Testament scriptures better than anyone else. And the prophets of the Old Testament were predicting the coming of the Messiah, and the people were waiting. But Jesus wasn't the Messiah they wanted. And how do you stop someone who's going to shake up the status quo? They crucified him. They silenced him. How many times, my friends, do we do the same? Because someone interrupts the status quo in our own lives, in our family life, in our work life, at school, at church, it happens all the time. You know, my friends, boy, we got this new pastor. And he wants to move the poinsettias from the ambo over to the nativity scene. We've been doing that for 20 years. It upsets the status quo. But what about in business life? The new boss comes in. And we say to ourselves, I've been here 30 years. And he thinks he's going to tell me how to do my job. We don't like the status quo to be changed. What about family life? And I laugh at this all the time because I hear it so often. The mother-in-law. You know, I'm sitting there at my desk. Father, you don't know. We've had turkey every year for Christmas. And now my mother-in-law, she wants to have ham. And I'm saying, And then for Easter, we've always dyed our eggs blue and pink for the boys and girls. And she wants to use multicolors. And I'm thinking to myself, you're losing your peace over a ham and colored eggs. We laugh at that. But how many times, my friends, are we like the chief priests and the scribes in the gospel? We don't want the status quo to be interrupted. We don't want to be open to change. And when we're not open to change, my brothers and sisters, then we're not going to be open to repentance. And we're not going to be open to transformation. Because God may be using that change in some aspect of our life to bring about his greater glory. Yet we're stuck in our own way of seeing things. Herod was seeking to preserve his power. The chief priests and the scribes were seeking to maintain the status quo. The magi, the wise men, they were seeking the Savior. The Gentiles, coming from the east, following that star, They didn't have GPS on their camels. There was no Siri to say, "Can you please tell me where the newborn king of the Jews will be born?" They followed in faith. And upon finding the king, what does it say in the gospel? They worshiped him and they did him homage. And they brought their gifts. Gold for the king. Frankincense, which was used in temple worship, representing worship of God. Myrrh, representing the eventual death of the Lord. It was used for the embalming of the body. My friends, on this feast of the Epiphany, what are you and I seeking? Are we seeking our own advantages? Are we seeking our own ways? Or are we seeking the newborn king? And do we bring our very selves and all that we have and all that we are and offer them to Jesus as a gift? Knowing, my brothers and sisters, that you can never separate the cradle from the cross. God works in mysterious ways. It's nothing Father Cooper planned. But did you notice that our nativity scene, our manger scene here at St. Benilde, what's above it? Yes, there's a star. Yes, there are trees. But there's also the cross. Because the cradle and the cross go together. It's salvation history. What are you seeking? What are you searching for? And if you're seeking Jesus, my friends, if you're seeking joy, if you're seeking hope, if you're seeking fulfillment, if you're seeking ultimate happiness, it's only going to be found in the Savior. Not in anything or anyone in this world. Like the three kings, my friends, may we come this day and bring our gifts, our very selves. May we come and worship and adore the newborn King. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord.